people, you need to check out this exhibit. The Museum of Broadcast Communications' new exhibit is called Stay Tuned, Rock on TV. Joining us from the museum is our old buddy, Justin. Justin, how are you, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Man, I got to tell you, first of all, I need to apologize because I haven't seen the exhibit yet, but I plan on going because I'm a huge music guy. But the success with the SNL exhibit put you guys on the map, and I love the fact that you're bringing things in now. Or Stay Tuned, Rock on TV. I've seen it online. Just explain to people how cool this exhibit is.
So we have 300 artifacts direct from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that have all also been seen on television. So everything from things from Ed Sullivan and American Bandstand all the way through the MTV era, through Lady Gaga, everything from Joan Jett's black leather jacket from I Love Rock and Roll, the original cell animation cells from A-ha's Take on Me.
Oh,
we have those.
Right.
We don't have Smell Vision, but we have Bob Marley's Rastafarian hat.
Okay.
We also have the original costumes that the Jackson 5 wore on television for the very first time in 1969.
I want to ask you about a few things because there is a connection between the Jackson 5 being first on TV and something with the museum. Can you explain that?
Sure. So we actually opened this exhibit 50 years to the day that they were on TV for the first time.
How about that?
So it's a pretty cool, and it was actually totally, I had a few people, they said, did you guys do this on purpose? Absolutely not. I was walking by the display and I saw October. Wait, that's exactly when we're opening.
Yeah, that's
so
pretty cool.
It's a pretty cool little trivia.
Especially with the local tie-in, Jackson 5 from Gary, Indiana. I mean, they probably left home wearing those costumes. You know? It's crazy.
Exactly. But we also have Sonny and Cher. We've got outfits that they wore. Another big Chicago connection. We have one of the Soul Train signs. And of course, Soul Train was at one point started here in Chicago by Don Cornelius, WCIU.
Isn't that crazy how they filmed Soul Train downtown?
They absolutely did. And remember, this is when their studios were at the Board of Trade.
Wow.
So, and also a fun little WGN fact, Dean Richards, his first job was a cameraman on Soul Train.
No way.
He said it.
No
way. I heard
it right. Are you kidding me?
Absolutely.
I've known Dean forever. I've never known that piece of trivia.
He worked for WCIU and he was a fill-in camera guy.
That is so funny because he mentioned Soul Train all the time when he's on Cochrane. Mm-hmm. And I just thought it was a funny thing. He actually worked on the show.
Yep.
Wow. We're talking with Justin from the Museum of Broadcast Communications. The exhibit is called Stay Tuned, Rock on TV. You know, you brought up Dick Clark, American Bandstand. My sister, my oldest sister, used to watch that every single week when it came on Saturdays. And you have Dick Clark's long, skinny microphone.
We do. And so here's another fun trivia fact. It's a white microphone, and it was actually painted with house paint. And they would paint it every now and then when it had to, when it started getting a little dirty.
Right.
They would just put more paint on it.
That doesn't seem right.
Right. No, absolutely. And I mean, it's incredible. And if you actually, when you look at the artifact, you can see it right there.
Right.
There's also right next to that microphone, there's some of the original contracts, and you will be shocked by some of the prices you'll see on there.
You got to give me something here.
A good one would be James Brown was paid $12.50 to be on the show.
You're kidding.
And then he got a wardrobe allotment of $2.50.
$14 to be on the show.
Now, I've done some research on this.
Okay.
And it actually turns out these were more union contracts that you had to have something in there for a price.
Okay.
So, for the most part, of course, they were coming on to promote their album, to promote their, you know, to promote a new song, to promote themselves.
Right.
These were things that the unions actually required in there. So we also did the math. $2.50 when that contract was written would be about $17 today. So I'd be shocked if someone like Lady Gaga would say, yeah, give me $17 and I'll wear my Bad Romance costume.
The great thing about your exhibits at the Museum of Broadcast Communications is you just don't have the costumes, you just don't have the contracts, but you have an explanation of what's going on. So it's like a roadmap to take everybody around the history of rock on TV.
Absolutely. The other thing we have is for every single artifact, we actually have video footage of that artifact being shown on television.
That is so impressive. I mean, the Ed Sullivan stuff is gold, isn't it?
Yeah, we have the original concept drawing from the Beatles when they were first on Ed Sullivan.
Wow. I mean,
that's sitting there at the Ed Sullivan stage door sign. We have that up as well. It's kind of cool. It's a really cool display. It's in a giant television, you know, and things in there also from Buddy Holly and,
right.
You know, different guitars, all sorts of stuff.
Talk about an iconic appearance on one of the most iconic television shows in the history of TV, and you have the exhibit in downtown Chicago. I mean, that's pretty
Absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely. It's here till April 2nd of 2020, and, you know, we want people to come by and see us.
You have the ZZ Top car, too, right?
We do. We have the ZZ Top famous red Eliminator. The 1933 Ford Eliminator is in the lobby of the museum. It was actually great. That was delivered on Columbus Day during the Columbus Day Parade.
Oh, no.
And so just imagine trying to get the police to open up the State Street so this semi could come in so we could have this car delivered. Once they found out what it was, it all worked out fine, especially because right in front of the museum was just a staging area, but it went right through the front doors of the museum.
I mean, you have such great exhibits there. Stay tuned. Rock on TV at the Museum of Broadcast Communications, and people are looking for things to do with the kids when they're off school. This is a perfect thing to do because I feel like you can educate your kids. I'm bringing my son Charlie down there because he needs to know about Ed Sullivan. I don't think we've talked about it enough because every musical artist out there was influenced by the Beatles somehow. And just seeing that exhibit, just the stuff that I grew up with, like the MTV stuff. I mean, that was my era right there. I just want to show it to him.
Absolutely.
We have a family pack of four to give away, don't we?
We do.
Okay. If
Absolutely.
If you want to take your family, we have a family pack of four for the Museum of Broadcast Communications. You can check out Stay Tuned Rock on TV. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We'll take caller number 10. Justin, thank you so much, man. Happy holidays, and I'll see you soon.
Same to you, Pete. Thanks so much.